Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Karen Cannon. Welcome to another segment of the Law of Attraction and Love radio show. Today, I have a very special guest. It is the filmmaker of the brand new Law of Attraction movie called Beyond the Secret. Her name is Holly Walker, and I'm going to let her tell you more about the movie. I don't want to give anything away, so let me tell you a little bit about Holly first. She's a certified life coach who coaches individuals and groups, many of whom are the subject of a documentary / reality show currently in production. So that sounds really cool. We're going to ask her a little bit about that later after we talk about the movie. She's also the president of Bob Proctor's Life Success TV, an online personal and professional development TV network expected to launch pretty soon, July of this year. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Holly Walker to the show. Hi, Holly.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being on the show. I'm so excited about this new movie. But before we talk about the movie, I want our listeners to get a feel of who you are and how you got to be a filmmaker and how what your life path has been and how you got involved in the whole law of attraction thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think my story has a lot in common with a lot of others. I was stuck in a really bad marriage that was emotionally and physically abusive and had three small kids. And I found myself in a position, you know, in the book Eat, Pray, Love, she uses a line in there that says, my life didn't resemble me. And that's exactly sums it up how I felt about my life. And, you know, I was being controlled by everyone, by, you know, my parents, by my in-laws, by everybody. I didn't make one decision that made myself happy. It was just, you know, everyone else. And I decided I wanted out. And when I got out, it was a fight. Everybody fought me. I was not, quote unquote, allowed to leave my marriage by my parents, by the community, by my ex-husband. And so they all joined together to, in a deposition, my ex-husband says, she was told to stay put. So, it was a crazy time in my life. And it ended up, you know, in the story that I tell in the beginning of the film about my ex-husband, you know, choking me and pounding my head into the hood of my car happened during the time that I was trying to get a divorce. And it was not a good time. He fought me for custody, not because he wanted the kids, but he just didn't want me to have them.
Right.
And it was a two-year custody battle. It was a two-year just nasty, brutal divorce. And, you know, through that time, I was really questioning myself and, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth putting my kids through this? Is it worth putting me through this? The money that I was having to spend. I mean, every day it was just like, I felt like I had just been kicked in the stomach by someone different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of this, when I got full custody of my kids and fell in love with my husband, I was pretty bruised, you know? I was still walking, but I was pretty bunged up from the fight. And I just decided, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my life. I want to remember how I feel right now because I'm never going to feel this way ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And I hired a life coach. And, you know, I'd gone through counseling before, and I'm pretty aware. I mean, I know the reason why I act the way that I do, and I know how my past affects me. But what the piece I was missing was, what do I do with it now so that I can live a productive life? And I read an article about life coaches, and I thought, well, I wonder if this is the answer. I wonder if this would help. And so I found a life coach, Kimberly Truitt, who was trained on Marsha Weider's material. So that was my very first taste of this industry, was Marsha Weider. And I love her. She's so amazing. I mean, you know, I really give credit to her for my transformation, a huge part of it. And I started out, you know, doing that. I was, I don't know, maybe 8 months, 9 months in life coaching. And during that process is when The Secret came out. And the it was right whenever it was just came out and it was still kind of viral. It wasn't sold in any, you know, bricks and mortar stores or anything like that. And my life coach said, you need to get this movie and watch it and then call me afterwards. And so I ordered the movie, and I was still, you know, kind of like, ugh, I'm sure I'm going to hate this movie. It's going to be all, you know, touchy-feely, you know, and I watched it, and it just changed my life. I mean, I knew a little bit about the principles, and I knew that when I watched The Secret, I already was aware at that time that there was more, that there were more laws of the universe. So I didn't just take it as, you know, the law of attraction is the only law. But Bob Proctor just really spoke to me, you know, Bob Proctor, James Ray too. And I picked up the phone and I called Bob Proctor's office because I just thought, I have to work with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I got a hold of Mark Moffat, who's in the movie. And at this time of working through my workbook and the material of Marcia's, I was trying to define my purpose. And what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do, be, and have. And I couldn't define anything because I had, you know, spent my whole life making every decision based on what everyone else wanted for me. It was so foreign for me to think about what I wanted. I didn't have any answers. But I knew a little bit, and I knew that I wanted to work with my husband, and which by this time, you know, we had gotten married, and I knew I wanted to work with him. And he was a filmmaker, and his last film that he did was a horror film. It was a creepy clown movie, and sorry, and I knew I wanted to do something with this material. And I remember telling my life coach, I know I want to work with him, and I know I want to do something with this material, but how are our worlds going to collide? Because, I mean, because I was thinking, you know, maybe I could, you know, work on the film set and do something like with continuity or something like that. I was trying to think of something in the film industry that I would be good at that I could work on his next movie. But I also wanted to do this, so I just wasn't putting the pieces together. And I decided to get certified under Bob Proctor to life coach. And I went to my first training, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. The first time I did some of his programs, it just, I mean, for lack of a better term, it just completely rocked my world. It was just put me on fire. And I started coaching. I knew that I didn't really want to coach, you know, sit down in an office and sit face-to-face one-on-one. And I didn't want to really talk on the phone one-on-one. But I wanted to teach groups. And so I reached out to a group of women in my town that I knew were struggling. In all areas of life, and I said, I want to coach you this material, and I want to do it for free. All I ask is that you guys show up. And so, of course, you know, everybody showed up, and what ended up being a year-long program of Bob's material. Yeah, it was incredible. And, like, on the second or third session, my husband was sitting in, and he said to me, he said, this is amazing. We've got to, like, document this. We need to be filming every bit of this, because just from, you know, the first time to where they are, you know, the second, third time, their lives are changing, and you can totally see it. And I said, well, yeah, I agree. So we asked the girls, can we film this? And they were all in agreement.
Wow.
And so we have a year's worth of footage of just the changes in their lives. And that's the reality show that you spoke of, Life Coach. And it's just, it's amazing, the transformation. And I mean, there's, some of the girls didn't make it. Some of the girls really hit their paradigms and fell back into comfort. Some girls thrived. And I mean, just the whole process is incredible to watch it unfold. And just, you know, watching the beginning footage and knowing where the girls are now, it's very interesting to me also. But during
was really the beginning, right? I mean, it was sort of a couple months into it.
It was literally 2 or 3 weeks in.
Oh, 2 or 3 weeks in. Oh, that early. Wow. That's
yeah.
amazing. You got
yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, absolutely.
And how many
so,
TV shows do we have out there that are so negative? I mean, this is so refreshing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was great. It was a great experience. And during that time, I came home one night, and I'm one of those just like really high energy people, and I could never sleep after we coached. I was like just wound up and couldn't stop talking. And I remember laying in bed and I was telling my husband that, you know, I was getting frustrated because there were parts that the girls were missing, that they watched The Secret. And they thought that answered all of their questions, and that was their, you know, Bible. That was what they needed to figure out, you know, who they were, and to achieve anything that they wanted. And I love The Secret. I think it's incredible, and it definitely changed my life. But I also kept learning, and I also kept growing and raising my awareness. And they just, you know, kind of wanted to stop there. And so we had this big conversation about what I had that these girls didn't have, and why I got it and what they were missing. And the answer, you know, that my husband said is, you have Bob Proctor, you have Paul Martinelli, you have Mary Morrissey, you have Les Brown. You have all of these influences in your life, and they break it down for you. And that's what you have that they don't have. And in that night is where Beyond the Secret was born.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the story.
Wow. Well, that's so true. A lot of, and that's my observation as well, that I think The Secret is a wonderful, huge introduction to this material for the general public. And then there are people that ran with it and just kept growing and growing and growing, like yourself. And then other people who, it was really great, and then the spark just kind of fizzled out because we didn't have the support or knew where to go with it.
Right, right, absolutely. And, yeah, I think that, you know, when during the process I was able to define my purpose, and my purpose is to bring this material to the masses from the greatest teachers that I'm fortunate enough to cross paths with. And that's the reason that, you know, beyond this, that's my purpose. That's what I do. I funnel everything through that when I make a decision. When I was, you know, we were editing the movie, you know, I got really wrapped up in, I mean, when we started Beyond the Secret, it was just my husband and I, and we, you know, couldn't afford anything. I mean, I had to file bankruptcy after my divorce. I mean, I had no money. All I had was an idea and a burning desire. And mm-hmm. that, you know, that's all you have to have. That's really all you have to have. Everything else unfolds. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I really got wrapped up in, oh, my gosh, we don't have an HD camera. This isn't, you know, I really got wrapped up in the details. And mm-hmm. and even when editing the movie, you know, I thought, you know, it's not in HD and the green screen and this and that. And I really got wrapped up in all that. And then I took a step back and I thought, Does this coincide with my purpose? What is the message about? The reason I started this is to bring this message forward. Is the message there? And I didn't stop it with each little segment until I felt like the message and what, you know, I knew that these girls were hungry for got across. And so I let all of the other stuff, you know, if it couldn't be helped, it couldn't be helped. And I am so proud of the movie now, because now when I pop it in and I'll see some little something that I think is, you know, a little error or something that has to do with something. I just think, I think that's part of the story. I really do, and I'm so proud of it. And I think that that really goes into the, you know, anybody can do anything.
Oh, my goodness. And now, did you end up with some sort of financial help as you were pretty, I can imagine that's just the production of the movie would cost a lot of money.
it's crazy. And I mean, this is another element that I'm really proud of. I think The Secret had a budget, gosh, I think their budget was $2 million. I'm not sure. And they had, I don't know, over 20 people on staff working on the movie, and this was literally my husband and I, and by the time that we finished it, we did it for $80,000.
Wow.
We just didn't have money. We just didn't have money, and so, you know, we didn't hire actors, and we didn't, you know, there are things that we weren't able to do, and we were resourceful, and we found other ways to do it, and so, you know, when I see something in the movie, I just think that that's part of the story, and I'm so proud of it. And, you know, I've heard some people say, well, I think some people think that that Rhonda Byrne made this movie, and so they're looking at it and going, gosh, well, she had the money to do this and this and this. Why didn't she do this? And I'm like, this is not Rhonda Byrne's movie. This is little bitty Holly Walker from Oklahoma who made this movie, who knew nothing about it. I literally used the law of attraction to make this movie. And it got done, and it's phenomenal, and it's the message is there. And so it's completely on purpose, and I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of it.
Congratulations. I mean, it's certainly a very well-needed movie, and I know that not everyone is going to necessarily seek out the masters to teach them. I don't know where to start, and for those of us addicted to the television or movies, then this is a perfect, you know, avenue to speak out to the masses. So it's such a huge undertaking, and I really appreciate you for your passion and your determination to get this out to the masses. I think we were all praying for, you know, something like this to come along.
Thank you. I'm grateful to the teachers. I really am. Just every time I watch it, I personally get something else out of it. It's amazing. I just think that these teachers are incredible, and we're currently working on another project it's going to be a teaching class that with the teachers, and I'm actually just about ready to make that announcement just like in the next 2 or 3 days. I think we'll be up and running. So I'm so excited about that. I was telling someone about it yesterday, and I said, I can't wait to be on the calls. I'm excited to hear what they have to say. I'm just so enthralled with these teachers, and their messages are so incredible. So, I'm really pumped about that, too.
So it's a teleseminar series? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we're doing, I don't know how much I'm supposed to announce yet, but we're doing a 6-day class, and it's a week of transformation, and it's just going to be like completely impacted with these teachers. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, that's great. Now, so wait, how, for those that don't know, if you could explain how people can get a copy of Beyond the Secret, how is it being distributed, where can they go for more information and learning?
You can go to beyondthesecretdvd.com, and that is the website where you can buy the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm really passionate about is helping the people in the industry and the people who are coaching and trying to further the good.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to offer a crazy affiliate program. And so anyone who is a coach and wants to sell the DVD to their client base or anything like that, I wanted them to be able to benefit from it. So you can get an affiliate link also. You can email me at Holly, it's with an I, H-O-L-L-I, walker.com, or no, hollywalker@gmail.com, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But you can email me, and I can send you an affiliate link, and you make $15 off of every DVD, which is actually more than I make, or the distributor, anyone else. So I think it's a good business building tool for someone who's in the industry. So that was something I was really passionate about, and I'm proud that we got that
I'll
done.
I'll be emailing you then.
yeah, absolutely. So people can buy through an affiliate. They can buy through the DVD through the website, and anybody who's interested in the class, I don't think the site is up yet. I think it's just getting ready to be launched. But anyone who's interested in information about that can just shoot me an email at the hollywalker@gmail.com, and we'll send you the information and the link to the site as soon as it's up in the next couple of days.
Okay, Okay, and it's going to be a link on the, is it going to be on a link on the Beyond the Secret DVD site or a different website?
No, it's a complete, we set up a completely different website because this is really, it's the teachers from Beyond the Secret, but I want it to be a complete week of transformation. So we've set up a different site, but if someone wants to email me and just kind of let me know that they're interested, then I'll shoot them the link as soon as the site's up.
Okay. Sounds good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little more, without giving away the whole movie, but a little bit more about different highlights of your intentions in the movie?
Absolutely. Some of the things that I mean, number one, it's hard for me to just pick one teacher and say they were incredible, but I can tell you just a little bit about behind-the-scenes stuff that happened.
Okay.
One of the most powerful teachers, I think, in the movie, and I even hate, you know, saying one name above another, but was Ricky Byers-Beckwith.
Mm-hmm.
This was totally a law of attraction. Anytime anything happened and someone said they wanted to interview and they pulled in someone else and said, hey, you should interview this person, I just really mm-hmm. followed the feeling and went with it. And that's mm-hmm. really how it happened with Ricky. And she kept telling me, you know, I could tell she was almost a little uncomfortable sitting in front of the camera because she's not used to doing that. And she kept telling me, oh, you need to talk to Michael. You don't want to interview me. You should talk to Michael. Michael's really good at this. And I had already talked to her some, and I knew, no, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to interview you. And she completely spoke from her heart. And every time she opened her mouth, the most beautiful things came out. And it just really comes through in the movie. And that she has my absolute favorite part in the whole entire movie.
Wow.
So she did phenomenal. Les Brown, I mean, I tell everyone, if Les Brown does not motivate you, then you should be 6 feet under. Because the man is amazing. I mean, I've never met anyone like him in my life. And I'm so grateful for him. We had a big conversation yesterday about emotional abuse and financial abuse and really defining what financial abuse, because we think it's so prominent right now. But he's an amazing man. And during the process, the first time I filmed him was, I don't know, a year, two, three, 4 months ago. I'm not sure. But during the live event that we had in L.A., during that time he had heart trouble and had 5 stents put in his heart.
Wow.
And really had some major health issues. And in January, we sat down in the lobby of our hotel, and we talked for 4 hours one night. And, I mean, it was literally 2, 3 in the morning. And I told my husband after we got through with the conversation, and I said, Les is a changed man. And, I mean, he was phenomenal the first time we did, but I could just tell there was so much more there after he had these health issues.
Mm.
And I told my husband, and we had already wrapped. We were, you know, fully into editing. And I told my husband, I said, we have to shoot Les again. We have to re-interview him. He's got more to share. There's more there. And so we, the very next weekend, flew back to L.A. and shot him again. And I'm so thankful. It just really comes through in the movie. He's hysterical, for one. But but he's so motivating, and everything he says is, like, absolutely right on. And, you know, Paul Martinelli, he's, you know, he's just, he works closely with Bob Proctor, and he ran the consulting program, and that's who I was trained under. And I just think the wisdom that he shares in this film is incredible. Bob Proctor, I mean, he's 100% teacher. He's just incredible. That's his thing. He'll tell you, I'm not a businessman, I'm a teacher. I'm not this, I'm a teacher. And he absolutely is. And he tells my story in the beginning of the film, and it's just, that was one of the highlights of my life, is just to hear it in his words is just so moving to me. Yeah, absolutely. And Mary Morrissey, she I don't even know how to put it into words, but she gives me chill bumps. I have chill bumps right now just like talking about her and thinking about her part in the movie. She's so incredible. She's so genuine, and I love her. I absolutely love her, and I'm so grateful that that she was a part of this. And I just think that the stories that she tells, and it's going to change so many people's lives. Christian Simpson is from the UK, and he's a corporate coach in the UK. He works with large corporations in getting this material into companies and changing the mindset of the company so that of each employee, so that the company overall can grow and thrive. And my gosh, if you see Christian on stage delivering, he's incredible. He's one of the best speakers that I have ever heard. He's phenomenal. He's really great on stage, very impactful. Steve Siebold is the mental toughness coach. He teaches mental toughness, and he talks to a lot of large corporations and companies also. And he really goes into, in the movie, about, you know, the economic condition of our world today and what's going on and what we can do about it. And he just makes you feel like, oh, well, that sounds easy. That sounds great. Well, I can do that. You know, and he's just really, really great at making you, you know, one of the things he says in the movie that I thought was really great is, you know, he's talking about gratitude and how important it is. And, you know, and I think so many people think, you know, gratitude is the thing that's going to make everything happen for you. And this movie is very, you know, action is the big theme throughout the entire movie. But he says, you know, gratitude, you know, talking about how important gratitude is, and then he goes, and that's not saying that gratitude is going to do everything for you, because it's not, but it definitely puts you in the right mindset. And I just thought that was huge, because that's true, and that's so comforting for me to hear, of, you know, gratitude is a key part, but it's not everything. You know, it's like a step. It gets you to, you know, everything is a step. There's not one answer. It's having everything combined that really, you know, makes the magic happen. And so I just thought, you know, he was wonderful. And Marsha Weider, you know, I've told you about how impactful she was in my life in the beginning, and she's such a sweet, sweet lady, and one of my dearest friends. I love her to death. And Mark Moffat is actually where he coached me in the beginning. I went from Marsha Weider's material to Bob's material, and Mark Moffat was the one who coached me in Bob's material in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And he's just my buddy. I just love him, and he's my buddy, and he was just such an important part of this whole process. So I think that's everyone that's in the film. I'm not sure there's a total of nine teachers, and if I skipped over someone, I apologize, but it's a great team. I wanted to bring these teachers together from all different points of view. You know, it's pretty much one message, but everyone has a different way of saying it. And so I wanted to have one, two, three people on the film that everyone is going to connect with, because I had that experience with The Secret, and I really wanted to get that across. You know, and it's amazing hearing the feedback from Beyond the Secret, from people who have never heard of the material or have only watched The Secret and haven't really, you know, furthered learning about themselves and their education about this material. Hearing their who really spoke to them has been really, really interesting for me. So it's just very rewarding.
Oh, it does. It sounds wonderful. Now, I know that probably since the time of the original movie, The Secret, you've seen through your group and other things just what people did with it and what they didn't do with it. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind giving us some more descriptive details of sort of the trends that you were seeing that people were using or not using the material, and then how your movie kind of fills those gaps or holes.
Yeah, well, we took email questions and video questions, and then questions from my girls. So there's kind of like a man on the street element to the movie. of people who had questions, people who watched The Secret, had tried to apply these principles to their life, and things weren't happening, and they had questions about it. And so that's really the theme of the movie. And the number one question, the number one comment that I get still to this day is, I'm doing everything it says in The Secret, and it's just not happening, or it's just not happening fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one question. And so I really wanted to address that. And that really goes into the law of gestation, which Les Brown tells a story and describes it, I mean, more powerful than I've ever heard anyone talk about the law of gestation before in the movie. And I think it really, like, rings true to so many people. But that's the number one. I've had people ask me, you know, how can I do this when my spouse isn't into the material? My spouse thinks it's, you know, hocus pocus. I mean, how can I, you know, live and breathe this way if he doesn't? Another huge thing that really speaks to me, because this is really a lot of what I experienced, and that is, you know, when you're growing, a lot of people fall out of your life. A lot of people don't support you. A lot of people aren't happy for you. And so what's that about? I mean, how does, you know, so many people have this, who do you think you are attitude? Why are you, you know, and it's really confusing, because people, I think, you know, automatically it's in our mindset and our, you know, genetic conditioning that you think, when I'm on the right path, then it's, you know, this easy, rosy path. And the truth is that when you're growing is when you hit resistance. You know that you're growing when you hit that resistance. And so we really go deep, deep, deep into resistance and the law of non-resistance. And it's incredible. That's my favorite segment of the whole movie is when we talk about resistance. Because I just because it speaks to me personally, a lot of the things that I've experienced going through this process. So, yeah, Bob says, you know, when a plane takes off, it doesn't go with the wind. It has to go against the wind.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah, it's great. It's absolutely great. And that's like my highest moment at the end of that segment of Les Brown, and I can't tell you because I don't want to give it away, but, oh, my gosh, he cracks me up. He's so funny.
I know of him, and I know how famous he is, and I haven't actually listened to him yet. So this is going to be such a great treat. Mine's in the mail.
I don't have mine yet today,
but I'm hoping it'll arrive soon in the next couple of days. I'm very excited. And I love what you're saying, because this is the kinds of questions that I get all the time, and one of them is, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. What's going on? You know, like,
right.
It seems like nothing is happening, and I certainly have experienced that personally as well. And then, you know, it almost magically, you know, just having that trust and letting go, and things transform, and you're like, oh, you know, I needed that time. I needed, you know, things weren't ready for me, and I, you know, I questioned it, and I didn't have to.
Right, absolutely. It's, you know, so many people think that the law of attraction is the only law. And that's surprising to me, because, you know, the law of attraction isn't even a primary law. The law of vibration is the primary law. And,
okay.
and you know, that's another thing that we go into in the movie. But it's really, I think, you know, people, I love The Secret because I know that the purpose of it was accomplished. It raised the awareness of this entire world. That,
right.
You know, this is an orderly universe, and that there are laws that let us be in control of our circumstances and you know, co-create our entire lives. And I think that's phenomenal. And I, you know, it changed my life. And I just think what Rhonda did, I mean, I'm forever grateful to The Secret. I didn't do... Beyond the Secret because I wanted to say, oh, well, let me tell you what's wrong with Beyond the Secret or with The Secret, or let me tell you, you know, that's not right. That's not it at all. It's that people watched The Secret, and The Secret was right on, but some people misunderstood it. And so I wanted to go to those people, get their questions, and answer them for them from these great teachers. I mean, that's all that I wanted to do, and I really I feel like it was accomplished. And I'm excited. I can't wait to get more questions. And, you know, I told my husband, I go, you're going to kill me when I tell you this, but I want to do another movie. I learned so much. I've learned so much just about the production stuff through this that I really want to do another one. And you know, we had so many things that we were up against with the production. And I really want to, you know, do things, you know, different and better. And then I also, you know, want to answer more questions. I just people are already, you know, emailing me with more questions that they have. And so I'm like, oh, I love it. I just want to answer more questions. And so, you know, that's a big thing for me. So, I'm excited to, you know, one of the big things that we run into is, you know, the vignettes that they put in the movie The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I get a movie in, I scrub through all of that and get straight to the material.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I fast forward. I fast forward through all of the like reenactments or all of that stuff, and I just get straight to the person teaching, because that's what I'm really passionate about. And I've had so many people tell me that that's one thing about The Secret that they didn't really care for. But then I also thought, you know, it's important because it holds people's attention. So that was one big thing that we went back and forth with, and, you know, what's the right amount of that, and how much of that do we add? So that was just another interesting little behind-the-scenes question that came about during the time that we were really editing it and putting it together. Because if it were me, it would just all be, like, just people talking and teaching.
And then
that's what I like.
And then my boyfriend probably would have fallen asleep.
Exactly. And see, for me, it's the opposite, because it's when the other stuff is on that I lose interest. And so it's just like, okay, Holly, this isn't about you. You have to think about, you know, everyone else and really, you know, put yourself in other people's shoes and their mindsets. And it's an interesting process to go through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that must have really been interesting, just, you know, trying to balance that all. And we just finished watching Transformers the other day, and, you know, everything's going like 2,000 miles a second, you know, like just, it's so fast. And this is what our generation's used to, you know, all the imagery and just because you and I can sit there and watch, you know, the extra 4-hour long documentary on What the Bleep, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody else wants to.
Exactly. Well, I, you know, one of the things that I made is that I wanted it just to be mind-blowing when it came to the content. I wanted it to be content-heavy, and I wanted every person that's on there saying something, each clip, to be powerful. I mean, I really want people to walk away just with their minds being just numb. And so not one teacher stays on for an extended period of time. So the teachers stay on for a shorter amount of time. They come on one after another, because I think that holds people's attention, but it also just gives, you know, content after content after content after content. People are going to have to watch this repeatedly to really get everything that's in the film, which I think is good, because every time you watch it, you're going to have a different takeaway. And and then we have, you know, we have some of the reenactments and stuff like that in there too. So I think that I think it's a good combination. You know, I did my best. I love it.
Well, that's the thing. I think we each have our blocks and resistance, and just you saying that I did my best, it kind of highlights the ones that I've had a long time in my life, which was I'm not good enough. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that you coach that have similar themes in their childhood lives.
Absolutely.
That you and your teaching and the people that you've learned from really help and speak to that. And then I'm sure everybody has different ones. But, I think one of my blocks has been always wanting things to be perfect before I actually took action. You know?
Oh, really?
Have to be lined in a row, and then And if I wasn't already good at it, I wouldn't try it. And it, thanks to my ex-husband, we were married at the time, he said, I said, well, what do you think of me volunteering for the ambulance, the local ambulance? He says, well, you could, but everything you do has to do with medicine, and you're kind of one-dimensional. Why don't you do something different for a change? And he was very tactful. And I started figure skating, and I was awful at it, and I wanted to quit after about 2 weeks. And again, thanks to him, he said, well, I know this is your old programming. You just don't want to do anything you're not good at, so... you can quit if you want, but if I were you, I'd just stick it out for the 20 weeks, and if you hate it at that point, then you can quit. And he was right. I think a lot of people have my thought was just that if I'm not going to be good at it and perfect, I'm just going to be fearful of it and push it away. And thanks to, pushing beyond my comfort zone, I was able to find one of the most greatest passion and access to the divine in my life. And I'm sure you did a lot of growing and out of your comfort zone in order to create this amazing, amazing piece.
Wow. Well, you're probably going to get sick of me saying this, but we really go into that in the movie about how, sometimes conditions and circumstances aren't the greatest. And, the questions that you ask yourself, and Paul Martinelli is absolutely phenomenal in talking about that. And we have someone who's talking about a woman who says, I got married at an early age and I don't get any child support, and I'm a single mom, and I can't afford, big programs. And I just feel like, the decisions that I made early in my life I can't live the life that I want to live now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the emails that we got in. And so mm-hmm. we really go into how you get unstuck.
Great.
How do you get unstuck? And Mary Morrissey is really the one that rings true to me in that segment. It's funny because each segment has one teacher that stands out to me. But Mary just is absolutely incredible, and she just tells the story about this single mom who just through, action and taking the right steps, manifested a house that she wanted to live in, and there was no material way that she could see that happening. There was no, financial or any other way. She already worked two jobs. She couldn't, and so but what Mary taught her is to stay in the mind frame and stay in the question of, if I didn't believe it was impossible, what could I do? What would be my next step?
Mm-hmm.
And through that journey is how she attracted this house. And it's like the story in there. That's the one, the story that everyone tells me is like their highlight of the entire movie. I mean, and I don't want to give too much of it away, but it's absolutely, absolutely incredible. That's something that really touches me in my heart is I've had people confront me and say, okay, Miss Law of Attraction girl, Miss Secret girl, I can't pay my electric bill this month, and I don't have any support for my kids, and I don't know how we're going to eat next week. I just have enough money to put food on the table this week and no more money coming in. So you tell me, Miss Little Law of Attraction girl, tell me how you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that hits me right in the heart. And so I want to reach these people. That's why, everything that we do, any training that we do, anything that we do, I always want to make it affordable. And that's why I want to teach to the masses. And the masses means that, most people aren't going to be able to pay, big price tags to learn this information. I mean, get them the information, and then they can, then they'll have, teach them how to earn the income and how to use this in their lives. So everything that I do, I want it to be affordable for everyone. And I always want to give so much free content away because I just think that that's important. I think it's my way of, that's my contribution and my way of helping, the people who want to change their lives but don't have the income and the ability to go to a seminar or to do anything like that. That's the mindset that I come from, and I always, always want to be I never want to lose that. I always want to stay right in line with trying to meet as many people as I can.
Well, and just in producing this film, I mean, it's not a $2,000 course, you know, and just even people coming to your house and watching the film with you, and it is just a wonderful access for people that may not be able to afford, you know, these huge courses or private coaches or at this time. And it's such, I mean, I totally resonate with what you're saying as well. Now, there are people out there, I find, that no matter what you give them, mm-hmm. free content, they just need their excuse to not move mm-hmm. forward. And mm-hmm. how dare you present something that they could do, you know,
yeah.
for free. Because
well, they can stay stuck as long as they want to. That's the
right,
way I look
right.
at it. They can stay
right.
stuck as long as they want to, but this train's moving forward. So anybody who wants to jump on, come with me and
exactly.
let's go on this journey together. And when they decide they're ready, then they're welcome to jump on too. You know what I mean? That's kind of my mindset. I run into that every day. I run into,
yeah.
you know, everybody wanting to confront me with, you know, why it doesn't work. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm just, you know, I just don't let it get to me. It just doesn't, I don't know. It's it's funny because it's the old me in my past life that would really affect and really get to them. And now I'm just like, okay, well, you know, Mary Morrissey says you just have to bless that and that they have or the right to live a life that they choose and that they can stay stuck as long as they want to.
Exactly. And then removing our judgment of them, which doesn't really help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really common thing that also happened after The Secret, because there's a lot of people there whose minds were open and then wanted so much, including myself, to share with the people that they love. And so I think I bought, I don't know how many copies of the movie, and just like sent it out, you know, to all of my friends and family. And then my friends actually really liked it. My family were sort of like, you know, I got from my aunt, I don't get it, you know. And then my dad, bless his heart, watched it 4 times, and he's like, this can't be true, and here's why, you know. But
yeah.
it was really neat just to see, gee, where was I coming from, you know. Like, I wanted to share the good news so much, but then it just didn't resonate with everybody. And the initial, you know, reaction was wanting to defend or, you know, that kind of thing. But then since thankfully moved to that place where you're talking about, where you can just bless, you know, people wherever they are at, and they don't have to be on the same train.
Right.
And you just focus on your stuff and then share with whoever wants to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it just seems like it's a lot more fun when you do it that way. It really does. And, you know, gosh, whenever I first started studying this, you know, Bob told me, he goes, you know, you're just right out of the box when you start studying this, and you get so excited, you just want to, like, shove it down everyone's throats.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why you get resistance.
Yeah.
You know, that's another reason. So yeah, but, you know, it's hard whenever you know something works, and you know it for a fact because you've experienced it. And, you know, it's just this true belief that you have, but other people aren't getting it. And so, you know, that's like a source of frustration, I think, for a lot of people. But I think more times than not, when people see your success and see you happy, that they just think, what is she doing? She's,
mm-hmm.
like, doing something right, and I want to do whatever it is that she's doing, because,
yeah.
man, it just seems like she is on fire and great things are happening to her. So I think, you know, just by living your life to the highest, you know, quality and ability that you have, really, that's a message in itself.
Oh, absolutely. And it seems to me, at least in my personal experience, the most powerful way of helping others is just our own personal transformation and who we become, being more conscious, more compassionate, more non-judgmental, and just more joyous. And it's infectious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whereas when we're in judgment, and when we're trying to force teaching down somebody else's throat, it doesn't feel very well. That resistance is yucky to other people, and we literally repel them. So I've been there, done that, you know, a lot. And it just doesn't really work very well.
No, it doesn't. But isn't it just, like, such an incredible feeling? I mean, when it is, like, infectious, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing how you see other people growing and learning just from you setting the example? That's, like, such a great feeling for me. I mean, I recognize that with my kids and just, you know, things that I see their lives changing and things, you know, my son told me yesterday, he asked me a question he asked me a question, and he told me the story about I know what it was. He asked me if he could start cussing because he's 12 years old and he thinks he's an adult now. And I said, no, you can't, because that's not a very good decision. And he goes, well, Mom, I hear you say things every now and then, and which, you know, I'm not proud of, but occasionally. And I go, okay, well, point well taken, and I'll start working on that. And then he sent me a text, or he's telling a story about a friend of mine and something that she said, and in something that she said, I was quoting her, she said a curse word. And my son heard me say it in the car, and without saying it out loud, he sent me a text and said, Bob said if you walk the walk, you better talk, or if you talk the talk, you better walk the walk. And I was like, thanks, Bob Proctor. Thanks for teaching my kid these, you know. It was incredible. And then he told me the story about Gandhi and how a kid came to him a mom came and said, my son is sick and needs to quit eating sugar, and he's eating sugar. And we tell him to quit eating sugar. And he said, come back in 30 days. So the mom came back in 30 days and said, will you tell my kid now to please quit eating sugar? And Gandhi said, okay, quit eating sugar. And the mom said, why can you do that 30 days ago? And he said, because I was eating sugar then. and my son is telling me this. And I said, where did you hear that story? And he said, in Success Puzzle, I was listening to Bob's CDs on Success Puzzle. And I said, okay. I mean, it was like the weirdest thing. And then I'm just like, okay, you know, think about his little 12-year-old mind and how it's growing and expanding. And it's just, you know, it's awesome to hear him, you know, hold me accountable. So it's it's a different way of living, but I absolutely love it.
Well, it feels kind of risky, I think, to a lot of parents to be able to be that open, that our children are our teachers and actually not the other way around, which is what often we think our role is, but they really...
Oh, absolutely. Right. I know. There's mine are quick to call me out, too.
But what a wonderful opportunity, though, for kids to have a parent whose intention, you know, is, you know, consciousness and growing, and boy, what a gift that is, and how different it has been in decades past. So
that's awesome. Hey, I wanted to tell you also, we did a Q&A with the teachers after the premiere that we had in LA.
Uh-huh.
And we shot every bit of it. We had people asking questions, and we shot every bit of it, and we have it on film. And that's one of the things that I'm going to do as a giveaway.
Really?
Is I'm sending out, oh, my gosh, and the teachers were, I think that after watching the movie in the theater, it just completely revved them up, because they were on fire at this Q&A. It's, like, incredible. And I told my husband, I go, I think it could be a movie in itself, this Q&A, but I'm sending that I'm sending that out to people. So if people want to send me their email or just email me, I can send that footage from the Q&A out in the next couple of days, because it's incredible. And one of the people asked Bob about how to, you know, what if they want more than one goal? How do they go after several things? Which is a common question. So there's some great content on there. So I really want I want to get that out there. I think it's going to help people really relate to the teachers also.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you did that, because it's also, it's so impromptu. I mean, it's just whoever was there. And so it's not like it's a setup, you know, with the answers. And so you can really see how, you know, people can just, hey, they really live their stuff. They don't just talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a magical evening.
I think we have 5 minutes left, but I do have a caller with their hand up.
Okay, great.
So caller with the phone number ending in 2826, you're on the line with Holly Walker. Would you like to ask a question? Oh, we got an... Hello? Phone number. Did you want to ask a question, or did you get one by mistake? Oop, we're getting some noise interference here. Oop, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that person hung up. Okay, so maybe that was a boo boo. So we do have 4 minutes left. So if anybody who's live on the call wants to, or somebody who's on the internet wants to call in live and have your question answered, the number to call is 347-945-6313. So, again, it's 347-945-6313. And let's try again here, and hopefully we won't get field sounds. Okay, caller ending in 4948. Did you have a question for Holly?
I do. This is Leslie Flowers in North Carolina.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Holly.
How are you? It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's even better to hear yours. And in fact, I just picked this up on Twitter, just got back in from lunch. But I did want to ask you, Holly, what would you say was your biggest obstacle in from the point of creating the idea that more needed to be said about the secret, if you will, and actually bringing it to fruition? What would you say was your biggest obstacle?
I think it would, I mean, this was probably not a great answer, but it's the truth. It was finances. It was definitely a financial thing that, you know, just, you know, whenever we knew that we wanted to fly here to shoot someone and we had this opportunity to shoot someone, It was definitely a sacrifice, and we had to really look at our monthly budget and really figure out how we were going to make it happen every month, and being able to fit that in, and we did. There wasn't one time that we weren't able to go, but I think that was really the struggle that I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, I want to do more. I want to shoot this on HD. I want to do this. I want to fly here and do this. And when I really had to take a step back and say, okay, what is my purpose, and what do I want? What is this film about? Is this film about it being on HD? No, it's not. That's my perception. That's my perception of what I think that it needs to be. And really, that's a paradigm. That's, you know, an outside circumstance trying to seep in. So it really kept me grounded and really focused on what the movie was about, and the movie was about the message. But I would definitely say the biggest obstacle in shooting was financial, and you know, I also think, you know, the time away from my kids.
Yeah, and what's so great about you bringing up the financial aspect, you know, that is what I think most of us, you know, that's one of the big concerns. And yet, even though you validated it and evaluated it and were concerned about it, it did not stop you. But you got a little more clear on what your purpose was, so that, you know, you stayed right on your goal. Is that accurate?
It happened anyway. And so if I had stressed out about it, and sometimes I did, I mean, I openly admit, yeah, sometimes it really got to me. But it just seemed like as I went through the process, I realized it didn't do any good to worry about it, because it happened anyway. And the reason that it happened anyway, and the reason that the money came in and we were able to do it, is because I was on purpose. And when you're on purpose, it just happens. It just comes in. And that doesn't mean that you don't have to sacrifice. It doesn't mean that there's this windfall of money that just magically comes in to make it happen because you're on purpose. It's that an idea comes forward and you realize, oh, you know what? I can do this month, and I can do this next month, and I'm not going to do this month. And there, now I have enough money to go, you know, fly to Florida to shoot Bob. So it's that that happens, you know. It's that happens. And sometimes it is you get an unexpected check in the mail, because that's happened to me also. But it's, I think, you know, one of the huge, you know, misconceptions is that people think, oh, well, that means that when I'm on purpose, then I'm just going to have a windfall of cash to make it happen. And that's not the truth. That's not really how it happens. It's that you find a way to make it happen, and sacrifice is sometimes in there, but you don't care about the sacrifice because it's a burning desire, because it's your purpose. And when you live through that purpose, then things just magically unfold.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for answering that question. I think as time goes on and people listen to this over and over again, that little nugget is going to make a huge difference to people, because then they can see they don't have to be stopped just to be a little refined on, you know,
what
you're doing. Yeah, thanks, Holly.
Thank you, Leslie. I'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Well, Holly, but our time is done here. I so appreciate you for taking the time to tell us about your awesome new movie. I'm definitely going to do everything in my power to create it as virally as I can from my end. And
awesome.
So,
thank you.
Bless you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I had a blast today. This was a lot of fun, so thank you.
All right. Well, best to you, and remember, everyone, that you can go to Beyond the Secret DVD. Is that correct? Okay. Or is it Beyond the Secret Movie?
No, it's Beyond the Secret DVD. And then if someone's interested in the 6-day with the teachers, they can email me at Holly, H-O-L-L-I, Walker at gmail.com.
Perfect. Awesome. So take care, Holly.
Okay. Sounds good. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now, everyone. And if you enjoyed the show, please mark it as your favorite.